November 16th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Still human, exclamation point. Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. The great marvel of the incarnation slips into ordinary childhood's life. The great marvel of the transfiguration vanishes in the devil-possessed valley. The glory of the resurrection ascends into a breakfast on the seashore. This is not an anti-climax, but a great revelation of God. The tendency is to look for the marvelous in our experience. We mistake the sense of the heroic for being heroes. It is one thing to go through a crisis grandly, but another thing to go through every day glorifying God when there is no witness, no limelight, no one paying the remotest attention to us. If we do not want medieval halos, we want something that will make people say, what a wonderful man of prayer he is, what a pious, devoted woman she is. If you are rightly devoted to the Lord Jesus, you have reached the sublime height where no one ever thinks of noticing you. All that is noticed is that the power of God comes through you all the time. Oh, I have had a wonderful call from God. It takes Almighty God incarnate in us to do the meanest duty to the glory of God. It takes God's Spirit in us to make us so absolutely human, humanly His, that we are utterly unnoticeable. The test of the life of a saint is not success, but faithfulness in human life as it actually is. We will set up success in the Christian work as the aim. The aim is to manifest the glory of God in human life, to live the life hid with Christ in God in human conditions. Our human relationships are the actual conditions in which the ideal life of God is to be exhibited and expressed. That's the end of Oswald's text. Truly, the evidence of real faith is that our response to circumstances are the responses that we would expect from Jesus himself. It's not a matter of following a motto like, what would Jesus do, and trying to muscle ourselves into the position consciously that in every episode of life or every incident of life, we try to think what Jesus would do and then do it accordingly. The objective is to be so unconsciously God's and so possessed with our affection for him that the things that we do are the same as Jesus himself would have done. Bear in mind, of course, that Jesus was the prototype for the modern Christian, or for the Christian of all ages since his resurrection. The model that Jesus set for us was he emptied himself of his godness entirely, introduced himself into the plane of humanity as a true human, but he went to the Father and the Holy Spirit and allowed God the Father to fill him with the Holy Spirit. And as he was obedient to the Spirit of God, people were healed, people were raised from the dead, lives were changed, and people all around him marveled. It wasn't that they were so aware of Jesus himself. They were aware that God was touching them through an individual walking on the planet in their day. The ultimate compliment to a believer would be that they don't know your name, but they do know the one that you claim to serve and love and believe in, that being Jesus Christ and him glorified.